Giovanni Cariani moved to Venice in 1505 and established himself there really as a painter of portraits and pastoral scenes. The St. Agatha represents a type, a picture which was very popular in Venice and originated in Venice, half-length or three-quarter-length portrayals of beautiful women, also referred to as belladonna. These images contain elements that one associates either with portraiture or erotic genre painting or mythology or things like this, which are devotional images, and quite often the meaning of these pictures is intentionally ambiguous. The subject really didn't matter. It was just a question of whether it was a beautiful woman in some guise. Now, St. Agatha, she was an early Christian martyr, and she was said to be a very beautiful woman, and she had suitors galore, but she had taken a vow of celibacy. And when she refused the advances of a Roman official, he had her tortured and her breasts amputated. Now, the question for us, looking at this picture, is this a representation of a saint with her attributes, her breasts in a glass bowl and her triumphal palm frond? Or is this a portrait of a very seductive Venetian beauty in the guise of St. Agatha? Because the woman herself is wearing contemporary Venetian costume, and the facial type has a character to it that goes beyond an idealized representation of a woman. But in all likelihood, this picture was painted for a private collector and intended for both pious contemplation and aesthetic gratification. It's more about beautiful women than it is about martyrdom or St. Agatha.
Press the green button for more about paintings of saints in 16th century Venice. Press the red button to hear more about art created for private consumption in the 16th century. Press the yellow button to hear music from the Golden Age of Venice.